Now, I do hope you're ready for this. A lot of people say that they can handle my flogging them, but not all of them can take it. I hope you're prepared. Lying there, so helpless. Oh, now before we start flogging you, I'm going to need to have to tie you up. That's right, I'm going to tie you up so you can't run away. You know your safe words. You know exactly how to make this stop. You know that if at any point during this you get overwhelmed, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly, open those eyes and allow yourself to walk away freely, turning off this audio recording. But until then, you're mine, all mine. So, I'm going to grab your left wrist and place it down in front of you. You see, I'm going to bend you over this piece of furniture, your wrists tied to the ground. As I wrap the cable around and around and around, you can feel the rope course against your wrist. I bet it feels so good. You like being restrained like this, don't you? I said, don't you? Tell me how much you like being restrained by me. That's right. Those words, so submissive, like music to my ears. So feed me with your words. Tell me how much you want this. Tell me how much you need this, you crave this. And you can already feel the submission, the familiar feeling of submissiveness seething up inside you, can't you? That's right. You're doing so good. As I take your right wrist and I pull it gently forward, as you can feel both wrists tied taut, shackled in front of you with the rope binding them so you're bent over, exposing your ass and your back to me. And I'm standing here with my flogger. It hasn't felt the kiss of skin yet. I guess you'll have to be the first. You know, of course I'm going to start easy. Go gentle on you, of course. Just to tease you, I'm going to caress you with it. Allow the leather to kiss your back. Maybe even dangle it in front of your face to show you this is exactly what I'm playing with today. And I'm going to start by just gently. That's right. Just gently allowing the leather to run over you. Very soft and soothing. Nothing to be afraid of. Some people find the rhythmic pattern of flogging quite soothing, quite relaxing, quite easy. As I gently move across your ass from top to bottom, left cheek to right, as you can feel it, you can imagine how it might feel to have the leather kissing your skin, caressing you, soothing you. It is so soothing after all, isn't it? And this is just the gentle, easy warm up. That's right, as I just start to gently caress your cheeks, both ass cheeks being gently rubbed by my hand, making sure that you're okay. You look like you're doing okay to me. And of course, if at any time you feel uncomfortable, you know exactly what to do. You know your safe word. Here we play with the traffic light system. Green for go, yellow for no thanks, and red for stop immediately. Do you understand? Very good. I always like to warn everybody before we start to play of exactly what those words mean. As I just gently start patting your ass with my hand. Not hard, of course. This is just the warm-up. as I rest the back of my hand against your ass cheeks to see if they're getting warm yet. They look pretty warm to me. Some people take a long time to warm up and others take not so long. So what we're going to do now is I'm just going to start ramping up the intensity. And never will I break the rhythm. The rhythm is so important. After all, the rhythm is what drops you into subspace, not the hitting. The familiar sense of leather kissing your skin as the intensity might grow. And maybe you'll notice the intensity growing. Maybe you'll notice the hitting getting harder. Or maybe you won't. Who knows? Am I hitting harder or softer? Only one thing stays the same, and that's the rhythm. Very good. And now I might move over to your back. That's right. And backs, I can go a bit slower. In a crisscross motion. Left shoulder, right shoulder, left shoulder, right shoulder. Keeping a perfect V. The whole time. Isn't it fun to be flogged? Isn't it fun to know that I'm flogging you with my new flogger that you've been dying to test out, that I've been dying to use on someone? And of course I wouldn't go that hard on your back, would I? And maybe we could go faster. As I move my way down back to your ass, as you can feel it. Can't you? Can't you? Can't you? Of course you can. And isn't it fun to know that the more I hit you, the more submissive you become? With each and every single hit of the flogger, you feel it, can't you? And this flogger's a really thuddy flogger, so it feels particularly good on your skin. As you flog yourself, as you feel me flog you, that's right. As it feels so very, 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 very good. Ooh, you felt that one, didn't you? I bet it feels amazing to be flogged just like this. Oh, you're doing so well. And I can even come up to your face. And of course your eyes are closed, but I can just give you a gentle kiss on the forehead. You're doing very well, my little submissive. Very, very good, having your ass flogged. Taking it so very well. Look at you behaving for me. And of course, left cheek, right cheek, harder and harder and harder. But never too much. And that's the thing with flogging. I just want to put you into subspace. I don't need to hit you hard to put you into subspace. I just need to hit you in that rhythm that reminds your brain exactly where to go, exactly how to respond, how to behave. So good. And I can see you're already melting into the obedience. So while I'm flogging you, I want you to say, I am submissive. I am obedient. Go. I am submissive. I am obedient. Say it. Good. Allow your mind to get lost in submissive bliss of the subspace. Very good, and you can stop repeating now. You can stop repeating as I gently caress you. Gently caress you. Gently caress you. That's right. With the flogger. Just gently caressing you. You're doing so well. And then it stops, but you can feel my hand gently rubbing across your ass. Left cheek, right cheek, caressing you, reminding you that you are so very, very good, and that I'm here for you, that I'm here. That's right, you can just allow yourself to drift in the subspace, to drift in that feeling, that relaxing feeling of subspace. And while you drift there, you know I'm here for you. As I move around the front of you, pull off your blindfold and look you dead in the eyes. As I stare at you, and you stare back at me. Helplessly lost in my eyes. Helplessly lost in submission to me. As I've dropped you down, 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 further and further into subspace. With every blink of my eyes, you just seem to fall even deeper under my spell. As I gently, without looking away from you, untie your wrists, set you free. And then I move around behind you, and you can feel me lifting you off the apparatus you were tied to, and lower you down onto the floor. Place your head in my lap and stare down at you as I caress your hair and say, you've done so very well, and this is your reward. Your reward is you just get to relax here with me for a while. You just get to drift here with me. And now this can go on for as long as you need. As I gently play with your hair, as I gently caress your face, as I smile at you and remind you that you've done so very well. You were so good in that session with me. And I hope that you had a fun time. Feeling that subspace, dropping so deeply down with the idea of being flogged by me. That's right. And as you drift there, you can just allow yourself to take the time that you need. To take the time that you need being here with me, spending time with me. The time to recover from that session. And in a moment, when I stop talking, this track will end. And as it does, you can just allow yourself to stay here in this fantasy of lying with me for a little bit longer. Or you can wake yourself up whenever you need to by counting from 1 to 10. And on 10 being wide awake, refreshed and energized, remembering each and every single part of the session. Happy and content, knowing that you are very, very good and I'm so proud of you. And now, make your choice.